With the WNPR Business Report, I'm Harriet Jones. Governor Daniel Molloy says he might veto legislation aimed at providing more price transparency to prescription drugs. He says he supports the overall goal of the legislation in bringing down prices, but the bill as written goes about it in the wrong way.
When an industry, which employs over 60,000 people in our state, directly and indirectly many, many more, comes to the table and wants to work with the legislature to format legislation that will do exactly what they want to do, it would be appropriate to bring the experts in and listen to them.
The governor earlier this week admonished the top Democrat and Republican in the state Senate after they said it was inappropriate for the state's insurance commissioner to offer language for the bill. The state looks unlikely to get a mileage tax anytime soon. The Senate Thursday passed a bill that prohibits the Department of Transportation from even researching the effects of such a levy. The DOT had been participating in a multi-state study to see how revenue can be generated from a mileage-based user fee along the I-95 corridor. But in a bipartisan vote, senators approved legislation that would bar spending money on such a study. Doosan, the Korean company that owns a major fuel cell research and production plant in Connecticut, has cut the ribbon on a new facility in its home country. Doosan said the 35,000-square-foot plant is now Korea's largest. It says the combined forces of its production facilities will be better able to respond to growing global demand. For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones.